It is May 6th, 2022. Kip Williams with you, Desolation Angel Radio. We are on the air for this episode of this weekly show. And as we do every year, we kind of, you know, because I go on the air every week and play a diverse collection of music that fits into my taste. And then for a couple of months, every spring, we look at what's happening out at the Heron. We've done that the last couple of shows. We're going to do that this show. Now, we've talked about what we're doing out there, the way we extend beyond the Great Blue Heron Music Festival on July 4th weekend. And we've gone into some other weekends. And we call them Beyond the Blue. And what we're going to focus on this week is Beyond the Blue 1, which happens from July 15th through the 17th with all the music happening on the 16th out there. And six bands, Upstate, Bella's Bar Talk, The Arcadian Wild, Dirty Blanket, Folk Faces, The Plate Scrapers. We're going to jump right into the music and start to get a good feel for the music that's happening. We've got a few words from Julie, a couple of short interviews with some of the musicians. Let's jump into exactly what's happening, and let's get some music going. Kip Williams, Desolation Angel Radio, looking at Out at the Heron and Beyond the Blue One.
Song, we're taking the high road. it seems you're all but drowning. May the water quench your thirsting. When the sun is nearly blinding, sound and healing. When the road is long and winding, and the wrong story is selling, may you find your own worth writing. When the fairies tell of weeping, may you show them all the glory. When there's too many to bury, may you know death lost already. Burdens beyond bearing, may you know it's not yours only. When your body's worn and wasting, the time is only taking, may you find it all worth giving. In the silent war that's raging, keep quietly rebelling. When there's always more to bury, may you know death lost already. In sacula quench your thirsting. When the sun is nearly blinding, may you by it see everything as it was meant to be. A wonder extraordinary, made to all eternity. It's been a long time coming. I let the fire burn out, it started running. So if you love me, why did you change? It's not my heart's been rearranged. Guess what I'm saying is I don't care for you no more. All of these troubles that I've endured, it's so confusing. Cannot take this, I'll walk right out your
Long time coming, Dirty Blanket right there from over Rochester way. Just before that, the Arcadian Wild with a Benediction. Absolutely beautiful song. And we opened with Upstate off of High Road. Let's hear from Julie Rockcastle herself right now. And we're here with Julie Rockcastle, checking in with her and seeing how things are going and proceeding as we head towards the camping season and head towards the Great Blue Heron Music Festival and all the Beyond the Blues. How are you, Julie?
I'm good, Kip. Let's see, I'm in the land today. It's open and it's wet and soggy, but I kind of like it.
Good. Good. So how are things proceeding with ticket sales for the season?
Great. Quickly. We sent out some promos, mailers, people's houses, and then I got a lot of phone calls today, a lot of action, so.
Good.
So moving right along.
Good, and we're moving towards opening the campground itself on the weekend of the 13th, right?
Yeah, that's the plan. We're not gonna be all ready, but we want people to get out here as soon as the weather gets beautiful, and we'll be ready for you.
Okay. All right, and the volunteer apps are starting to flow in. I know that because Paige and Jen and I talk on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah, we need more. How that goes? We probably got about a third to have for Blue Hand.
Okay.
Keep them coming.
Okay, keep them coming because we need more. And let's talk about the Beyond the Blues. Those weekends past the Great Blue Heron Music Festival. Because this week in the show, musically, we're going to concentrate on Beyond the Blue One, which is that nice folk feel to it.
Yep.
And so how are things looking for those three weekends heading towards Labor Day?
Yeah, well, we got the, all on our end. We can sell a few more tickets, but we got time. We still have the rules to be doing a big shift to try to get people to, come multiple weekends and, we're here for everybody all summer. So that's why we're doing the radio show, right?
Yep, that's why we're doing the radio show, and that's why this week we're concentrating on Beyond the Blue One. And all of those.
Yeah.
So I saw the social media campaigns going well. I saw Doug Sittler, which is a really wonderful face and name to see. The flyers have gone out in the mail. People have got that. And then I'm noticing that there's a contest running weekly on social media.
We win one. Wednesdays, yes.
Yeah.
Trying to get people to post some pictures, some fun pictures.
Okay.
Of the experience or whatever, and then people vote on, which one they like, and whoever likes gets a pair of tickets to one of the Beyond weekends.
Great. So that's a nice little feature there. So just to sum up, things are proceeding ahead. We got sales moving along for Great Blue Heron, and we have plenty of tickets available for the Beyond the Blues, and we need volunteers. And the campground is going to open.
We still have some food vendors for the Beyond the Blue weekend. Pass that around too.
Okay, we'll get that word out too.
Thank you.
Not going to take up too much more of your time. I know that you're busy this evening, and so am I. But I just wanted to check in with you, say hi, tell you how much I love you, we all look forward to hearing your voice. We all look forward to seeing your face.
All right, let's get together soon.
Yep, we will. Well, in my case, we know I'll be out there starting this weekend. But we will get together soon, and that message goes out to all the people listening. Let's get together soon. Let's have a good time together this summer, and celebrate the ability to be back together as human beings and be all in one spot.
Absolutely.
Good thing. Absolutely. All right, Julie. You have a good evening. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Just a hand on the road I'm past my eyes. Were we born meant to suffer? You made your call. I'll see no other.
It sounded kind of funny, alright. And when they seen that I looked in their eyes, man, they turned to me and one pulled out a knife. When I seen that they was coming, I turned and started running for my life. And I didn't run to the sheriff, run to Farmer's Bar and stole a car. Threw my pistol in the glove box, drove out to a truck stop not too far. And I had to ditch my ride and them train tracks I did find so I could leave this town, cause I knew that I was wanted dead or alive. 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 Caught me, well, they pushed me on the ground. But in my pocket, they did not like what they found. Because I had me a six-shooter, but I didn't know how to use her that night. And when I tried to whip the big one in the head, hold a gun went off and killed the small one dead. Big one started cussing, and I took off a running again. And I didn't run to sheriff, run to farmer's bar and stole a car. Threw my pistol in a glove box, drove out to a truck stop not too far. And I had to ditch my ride in them train tracks I did find so I could leave this town, cause I knew that I was wanted dead or alive. 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 On a run, I'm leaving town. Oh, I go somewhere that I cannot be found. With my pistol on my waist and a smile on my face and not a frown. I find a little town and settle down. No, I won't look back, I will not make a sound. My six shooter on my waist and a smile on my face and not a frown. And I won't run to the sheriff, run to farmer's bar and steal a car. Throw my pistol in a glove box, drive out to a truck stop not too far. And I'll have to ditch my ride and them train tracks I will find so I can leave this town, cause I knew that I was wanted dead or alive. Dead or alive. Dead or alive. Dead or alive.
So I'm here with Tyler Westcott, who is one of the most prolific, productive musicians and just one all-around great guy and great friend. I promise you, folks, Tyler and I will not get going for an hour on inside jokes that only he and I will understand. How are you this afternoon, Tyler?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kip?
I'm good. I'm good. And what we're talking about today here, and I really do mean that you are, and I'm very serious, I'm not joking around when I say you're one of the most productive, prolific musicians I know of in Western New York and Buffalo, because it's not just Tyler Westcott, it's not just Folk Faces, it's also the Banjo Juice Jazz Band, it's solo appearances. I mean, how many different bands are you in?
Well, thank you. First of all, I'm in about four or five at any given moment.
Yep. Yeah, because I can catch you at Duende solo. I can catch you at Hot Mama's solo. And then always catch you at Nietzsche's with the Banjo Juice Jazz Band. And I think they've been at Jackrabbit here lately, too.
So, yep.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about the Heron. Let's talk, because you have graced the Heron stages before, and let's talk about Folk Faces. And for folks that are, and we're talking specifically about the Beyond the Blue Weekend 1 on July 16th. And Tyler knows the sound of that weekend, and Folk Faces has been on the on those stages before. And I can hear my neighbor's car alarm going off like no tomorrow. I don't know if you can.
I can't hear it, no.
Okay, good. All right. And then, well, the audience will hear it there, too. So this is what happens when you podcast from home, folks. So so back on track, we're talking about Beyond the Blue One, and it's got a real definite feel to it, doesn't it, Tyler?
It sure does.
Yeah.
Kind of a root
roots music, you know, acoustic, but also kind of acoustic electric, you know, kind of all old, good old weird America and beyond, and you know, bluegrass, blues, jazz, folk, and country, and et cetera. Twangy, fun, dancey, stomping music.
Well, yeah, and especially for people that have never been to the Heron, that's definite take your shoes off and get in the sand in front of the stage and dance music.
Yes.
It definitely is, you know?
Yeah.
So, so you're bringing folk faces to that weekend, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So for people that haven't heard Folk Faces before, and I have a lot, and you know that, but let's talk about the philosophy behind Folk Faces and what that music sounds like, what that band is to you.
Well, it's been an evolution over about 10 years, and there's been, you know, quite a few members, and I am the only original member of the group. But this year is our 10-year anniversary as a band, at least in existence. And we kind of started out as, you know, the jug band on the corner, you know, that you throw a nickel to and you dance on your way to wherever you're going, and, you know, with washboards and banjos and kazoos and harmonicas. And then over time, it has evolved into, you know, more of a rock and roll and, you know, psychedelic and, you know, blues and country. And, you know, now we had a saxophone player play with us for many years, Miss Ellen Peroni. And over the course of the pandemic, she amicably left the group, and now we have a wonderful fiddle player and multi-instrumentalist and songwriter we're working with named Brendan Gossin, who plays fiddle in the band. And so we've been kind of going in more of a bluegrass or old-time string band music direction, but simultaneously, you know, maintaining a kind of folk rock, country, swing, you know, just kind of a roots music extravaganza, and you know, it's hard to just say one genre. You got to say like four, because
I appreciate that. I do, because I mean, I've watched, especially over the course of the pandemic, some of my favorite bands, and we've talked about that, like American Aquarium. What
sure.
BJ has done with them as they evolved, has been amazing. You know, it's like the sound has completely changed, but it's still a band you really want to listen to. Same goes for Folk Faces, you know?
Right. We're currently working on a new record. Before you called, I was just listening to rough mixes. I just went and put some vocals down, and we're going to have some special guests on it, and it's a really big sounding record, and you know, mm-hmm. each song's a little bit different, and you know, it sounds like it could be four different bands, you know, depending on which song you listen to and where you jump in. And I'm really excited for that to come out maybe in the fall, hopefully. And I don't think it'll be quite fully baked by the time we get out to the Heron this summer, because that's coming right up, man.
It is. And folks, if you want to hear Tyler and Folk Faces, if you want to hear, you know, Derek and the Plate Scrapers, hear people like Dirty Blanket, you know, Bella's Bartok, if you want to hear that, you got to buy your ticket and you got to get out there, because I think it's going to be a weekend well worth everybody's time and investment. And you've played the Heron and been out to the Heron so much, Tyler, you understand the feel of the place for the people that have never been.
Yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful campground. It's like a sacred place. It's like one of my favorite places just to be. I mean, whether I'm playing or not.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that, and I love the new model of everything. It's like you can go out there whenever you want now. You can go camp there any weekend of your choosing. And now you, instead of just one or two or music weekends, you know, in the festival season, you have, what, six or seven to choose from?
Right. We've got the Great Blue Heron and another five past that. You can choose your weekend, and I highly recommend that people come out for this weekend. So Tyler, go ahead.
Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah, there's going to be, you know, kind of representatives of, you know, this kind of roots music, this kind of, you know, DIY roots music scene from all over the state and out of state as well. And it's going to be a really nice, tightly knit group that are some of the finest musicians and nicest people around. And I think anybody who comes is going to feel the energy of that and really just get hooked on it. And hopefully it'll become some sort of yearly occurrence, you know?
That's what we're hoping for. So coming out of this break, Tyler, talking to you, what song do you want me to play for the people to get folk faces in their mind and you know, in their ears?
You could play either Saddle Rat or The Pot Farmer's Daughter, and those would be a pretty good, accurate representation of us as a group and what you would hear.
Okay, well, Saddle Rat it is. We'll play that coming out of this break. Tyler, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. Thank you so much, and I am looking forward to hanging out with you on the weekend of the 16th. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Can't wait. Thanks, Skip.
All right. Thanks, Tyler.
Or the world too cold, I don't want to be a victim of World War III. The devil and God have keep me company, but there's a bad old rat running down the sidewalk. I'm sitting inside of my tinfoil plate. Sometimes I sit and I think about the world. Other times I sit alone and I don't say a word. Cause it makes no sense, makes people act funny, increase the confidence. No, I don't need a dollar, just give me a spine. Even if I had one, pass it by my mind. Cause my mind's one of my roots all planned. Boys wondering things took for granted. Really have time nowadays to think it all. You wanna get together, let's get a drink, give me a call.
and I'm here now with Derek Kretzer of the Plate Scrapers, who really is the voice of the Plate Scrapers, banjo and lead vocal. Would you introduce yourself to the people, Derek, please?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. This is Derek Kretzer from the Plate Scrapers, calling in from down here in Virginia today.
Yeah, we were talking before, because you folks do realize I talk to people beforehand. These are not just cold calls. So we were talking about Virginia and Maryland and people I know there, and they have 75 degree weather right now, folks. I'm just going to say, okay?
Yeah, buddy, it's quite nice today. Yeah.
Yep. So the Plate Scrapers are part of the bill for Beyond the Blue One. Where we've got the Plate Scrapers, Folk Faces, Dirty Blanket. You've heard from some other people tonight, and you're going to hear from some other people. But I'm really intrigued by, because Derek and I were talking musical backgrounds, I'm really intrigued by the Plate Scrapers sound. Where does the sound come from, Derek? Let's talk about that for the audience here.
Sure, yeah. It's a pretty collaborative sound, I think, from a lot of the different people that we have in the band. I think it's unique in that I've always been into writing original music. I've been in tons of bands before this, all of which were not even in the bluegrass genre, and always been into writing original music. And our other vocalist, Andrew, who plays guitar, is very rooted in bluegrass, you know, traditional bluegrass and country. So he is really steeped in that tradition, so we've kind of come together and kind of, you know, merged that kind of side of the traditional bluegrass with more of like a folk Americana original music side of things. And then our bass player actually comes from a jazz background. He's a jazz bassist that we got to come over to the dark side of bluegrass, so he's got his own input on things that comes from a different area as well. So it's a good mix of a little bit of everything. So we call it bluegrass, but it's progressive bluegrass in the way that we write a lot of original music, although we can play a lot of and do play a lot of traditional stuff. That's kind of how we got started, was just hanging out and having picking parties at a friend's house and just playing all the classics and having a good time.
Yeah, and it's so fitting because we're actually taping this on May the 4th, folks. And of course, everybody looks at May the 4th as Star Wars Day, but by the same token, remember numerically it's 5-4, which makes it Dave Brubeck Jazz Day.
That's right.
You're talking about your bass player with a jazz background. And of course, your guitar player, once I meet him, if he comes from that background, he and I can go on forever about how people don't appreciate how underrated Glenn Campbell was, one of the best guitar players ever. And he was known
as
you know, it's really interesting talking to people. They don't realize that Glenn was part of the Wrecking Crew. And mm-hmm. I don't think that people understand that whole Wrecking Crew out on the West Coast, you know, who was in that band. Glenn Campbell, Leon Russell, Dr. John, Mac Rebenack, and Carol Kay, one of the best bass players ever. But that's a whole other subject we can go on about forever.
That's a great movie, too. Great documentary.
I love that documentary. I recommend it to everybody. They don't realize that just about everything they heard in the 60s and 70s, no matter what genre, it was probably the Wrecking Crew that played on it. I always love the story about Brian Wilson firing the Beach Boys and bringing in the Wrecking Crew to record. That one's fabulous, but it's a whole nother subject for music geeks like us. We're really excited to have you at the Heron. You've never played the Heron stage before, have you?
We have not. It's been on our radar for years. We've had some other friends, bands go up there and play. And we've been friends with Dirty Grass and Folk Faces particularly for quite a few years now, swapping shows and stuff, and they've always spoke very highly of it. So I'm beyond excited to that they invited us up this year for I guess this is new, right? That they're kind of doing multiple kind of, I guess, smaller events rather than one giant one.
Right.
So this is pretty sweet to be, you know, included in something like this.
We're basically just trying to continue the magic, you know, yeah. and keep it going from July 4th all the way through Labor Day. And yours happens to be the weekend 2 weeks right after July 4th, right after the Great Blue Heron. And I really love the feel and the sound that is developing over that weekend and what's happening there. And of course, you've never been there and you've never experienced, like, and we were talking beforehand, experienced the fact that it's not just a concert venue. It's a farm. It's a campground. And most importantly, it's a community. It's a community of like-minded people who all work together to just get a good vibe going and make sure that people feel welcome. And that includes both the people coming to hear the music and the bands, you know, to make sure that everybody knows that they're welcome there. We're looking forward to having you. We really are. And I like what you were doing. We were talking about this beforehand, and you talked about it just now. So you're a bluegrass band, but we're not going to hear Del McCrory or Scruggs, are we?
Well, I guess it depends on what gets put in the set list. We do love ourselves some Del McCrory, and we do play some of his songs, but mm-hmm. we try to stick with the majority of our stuff, especially when we're playing for a new audience. We love playing our songs, you know, the stuff that we wrote. We've done three studio albums now, and they're all completely 100% original music. So that's where our passion is. But, you know, we draw our influence from a lot of those traditional artists. We love those guys just as much as anybody. But we like to, you know, push the tradition forward, you know.
And that's how the music stays alive, is with original music like that. And I really congratulate you for it. We're going to wrap up this little interview segment, and I'm going to tell you that I'm really looking forward to meeting you in person and to seeing you on stage and to seeing, you know, what the Plate Scrapers bring and listening to some of that original progressive bluegrass. Now, what song would you like people to hear, and I'll play it, that really you think represents what you do?
I think one of our tunes called Moonlight is always a good one to introduce people to the Plate Scrapers. It talks about all the things we like to do and the people that we like to do them with, and it's got some slow parts, some fast parts, it's got some solos, it's got a little bit of everything, so it's a good entry song.
Well, I mean, you heard it from him, folks. You're going to hear that next, and I'm telling you, get out there, buy your tickets for Beyond the Blue One, and prepare to have your ears entranced by the sounds of the Plate Scrapers. We'll talk to you real soon, and we will see you on stage there, Derek.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Not too old. I like a girl who never does what she's told, so we can fight all day and make up through the night. I like a car that falls apart, so I can sit around and fix it in the dark with a couple of friends just pointing and smoking again. Give it to me raw, give it to me true, give it to me and I'll share it with you. We can hang out in the sun all day, sing under that moonlight. Give it to me raw, give it to me true, give it. They bring a smile to my face each and every time they appear. So give it to me wrong, give it to me true, give it to me and I'll share it with you. We can hang out in the sun all day, sing under that moonlight. I like my eggs just nice and dippy with a side of potatoes cooked oh so crispy. Any kind of meat and black coffee till the day I die. When evening comes, yes, and it's supper time, you can find me at the table with a drink to unwind. Just waiting for my share, just happy to be alive. So give it to me raw, give it to me true, give it to me and I'll share it with you. We can hang out in the sun all day and sing under that moonlight. We can hang out in the sun all day, sing under that moonlight.
Moonlight, the Plate Scrapers, just and as Derek requested, and just before that, that interview with Derek. Before that, you heard Bella's Bartok playing Graveyard Funk number 2. The Plate Scrapers, again, doing Volkswagen Breakdown. Folk Faces doing Fat Old Rat, like Tyler requested in the interview with him. Dead or Alive by Dirty Blanket. The Walking Dead by Bella's Bartok. Pot Farmer's Daughter, Folk Faces. All of these sounds are going to be at the Beyond the Blue One weekend. And I'm going to close out with a couple of songs. I had opened with Upstate and the Arcadian Wild, and I'm going to close with them. The tickets are available at the Heron at theheron.org. Just click on festivals and events and you can see how you can buy tickets for the Beyond the Blue weekend. And that's what we're focusing on here with this show this week. That July 16th show, the weekend of the July 15th to July 17th. And the campground opens next weekend, the 13th, and we'll be out there getting things ready. Come out, spend some time with us, help get the place ready. Come camp, come hang out with us before July 4th. Come hang out with us for a weekend. We need volunteers. That link is there at theheron.org. And you heard Julie in her segment. We're also looking for food vendors through a lot of these weekends, the Beyond the Blue weekends, 1, 2, 3, and 4. And get people there, and we can always use your help. And most importantly, as we try this model out and try to make it work, you know, we made it through the last couple of years, just like you did. And it's time to get together and be together as people. I appreciate it. I love, you know, this is a weekly radio show, and of course people always go, normally you play like Lucero and, you know, John Moreland and Jason Isbell, and that's true. And for 10 months of the year I do, and for a couple months I focus on the Heron, and I love doing it because I love that family, and for me it's family, and I love that place, and I love the music that comes out of it because I have some pretty diverse musical tastes. I can listen to everything from bluegrass to rock, to country, I've been known late at night to listen to, you know, and really appreciate a lot of jazz, but I love my Heron, and I love my family there, and I love the music that comes out of the place. Looking forward to seeing you on this weekend, the Beyond the Blue One weekend, and I'll come at you next week with another show, and I'm going to close out this one with the Arcadian Wild doing The Storm and Upstate doing Feeling Good. I'll talk to you again next week, and I will see you out at the Heron.
has a way of killing men. The lungs keep breathing, but the soul suffocates within. There is nothing new under the sun, it's all the same. Need a revival, cause survival's a losing game. Am I fighting the good fight? Am I on the run? Am I chasing vanity? Doing what needs to be done? And my stories have something to conquer. Woman to fight for, a boy to be worth. We are born for the storm, the risk or the rebuild, to live hard and die well is why we were made. I've seen an evil that overcomes us all. Backs of good and wicked men are both against the wall. What then shall we do when we are destined for the dust? Dig our feet into the earth and roll them sleeves up. No matter our station, wages or trade, our labor is loving. It's worth the way to spend all our day. So let's breathe in this vapor and drink this sea dry. Do and dare greatly till our last day arrives. And there my story says, something to conquer, a woman to fight for, a war to be with. We are born for the storm, to risk all and rebuild, to live hard and die well is why we were made.
Thank you. spinning, this heart won't ever stop. No, don't ever stop. The sun will show the way.